time right now is 8:30. Good Thursday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. This morning we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. You can see my guest here sat across from me at the Community Voice table. First of all, I want to give a big shout out to his mother. Thank you for feeding the lads this morning. Homemade biscuits and sausage. Fabulous. Thank you. Of course, we, you know, it's not a definite thing. You don't have to bring us goods in the morning, but if you do, we certainly appreciate it. My guest this morning, one of seven candidates running for the District 5 seat on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. His name is Ben Hicks, and we'll introduce you to him on the show. Again, there are seven candidates in this race, and if you're living in that District 5, if you want to vote in this race, you have to request a Republican ballot, as each of these candidates are Republicans. And even though this is the general primary, there are no Democrats in this race. So the winner of this race, potentially followed by a runoff election, will determine who will begin the term as District 5 Commissioner on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners in 2005. Ben Hicks, good morning.
Morning.
Appreciate you coming out. Good to see you.
I appreciate you all having me.
Let's back up in the big introduction to who Ben Hicks is, first of all.
Well, born and raised in Lowell, down in the Staples Dairy Road on family farm. We got four chicken houses, a little herd of cows.
Sounds like a country song.
Yeah, my grandpa always has. You know, we talked about my brother Noah, and that's where he gets a lot of his music and inspiration, is down at the farm on Mama's back porch overlooking the pastures and whatnot. But born and raised there, that's back where I currently live, right across the road from the house I was raised in. And anyhow, I've always been in cattle, agriculture my whole life, been involved FFA throughout school. Went to ABAC, like we talked about, for a semester, this little ag college down in Tifton, Georgia. Went there for a semester, got homesick / used the excuse my grandpa had an accident, so that was a good, you know, family emergency. I could come back home, and went to West Georgia for another semester or a year and a half, so two full semesters. Working full time, going to West Georgia, and I just decided it was a little bit too much to try to do both, and just went full fledged, you know, head down working. Worked 5 years down at Tice, and that's where I, you know, got my background in the registered side of the cattle operation. Anyhow, I currently have a 15-month-old daughter named Mila. Me and Kayla love dearly, and she's the world to me. And you know, I don't know how I went through life so long without having a daughter. Because I tell you, I've always been a, you know, lover for children and lover for kids. And everybody told me, you know, when we first found out, they're like, you know, you're never gonna love somebody like you love your own child. And I'm gonna tell you, once I had her, it's a love like no other. But other than that, I mean, I raise cattle myself. You know, have way too many during the day as far as number of head, and not enough on sale day when it comes to getting that check. But do a lot of custom cow work for the public. I work a lot of cows as far as, you know, vaccinations and herd managements and property management. Cut a lot of hay, do a lot of fencing for the public. I don't really advertise my fencing. I just do it by word of mouth, and I tell folks all the time, that's the way I keep my customer base loyal and my customer base, you know, because everything's expensive, and a lot of people don't realize the cost of what it takes to do some of these things. But anyhow, but other than that, you know, I'm full-fledged ag, and when I jump into something, I jump in head first, all in with my eyes closed. And, you know, I dig in deep and try to learn everything I can about what I'm doing. And by no stretch of means, I feel like I'm, you know, professional in the cattle industry. I'm not the professional. I'm a professional as far as I don't know everything about a cow. I mean, if anybody knows everything about something, you know, in my opinion, they're a fool. But, you know, I've dug into this deal as far as the District 5, you know, commissioner seat goes, and It's been nerve-wracking. It's been kind of scary. So
yeah, well, let's go back to when that decision was made. The incumbent announced that he was not going to seek re-election. And since then, seven people have qualified for this race. But had you had any intention before learning that this would be an open seat?
You know, I wouldn't have challenged Ernie. And honestly, it was just one of them. It come to me, you know, me and a group of guys were talking about it, and we just back and forth about what could happen, you know, what's going to happen. Yada, like, and anyhow, that week of qualifying was a terrible week in our household. My daughter come down with a stomach bug, that little 24-hour bug that Tuesday night, and anyhow, that was a terrible experience I've ever experienced as far as holding her while she cannot control herself. And anyhow, Kelly got it Wednesday, and then I got it Thursday, and was on a job working Thursday morning, laying out some posts for a fence job, and at 11:30 the sun was shining, and it was 72 degrees, and I told my guy to go cut grass. I said, I'm going home. I pulled in, my papa come pulling up on his golf cart, and I got out of the truck, and I put my hand up. I said, don't get near me. I said, I'm sick. He said, well, I was wondering what's wrong with you, because you're home at 11:30 and the sun's shining, you know. But, and I thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And, you know, my thing about it is if I don't do it, who's going to do it? And who's going to protect my values, and who's going to protect my daughter? And, you know, I want my daughter to be able to grow up in Lowell at the end of Staples Dairy and ride her four-wheeler to the gas station. And like me and Sheriff Langley talked about, I told him, I said, you know, as a kid, I said, I got a talking to once or twice by a deputy saying, get your butt up back home, you know, don't let me catch you back up here. And then it becomes the you know, game. We'd pull right there around the curve behind the Methodist Church, and you'd take a peek, make sure the deputy sheriff ain't sitting there, and then ease on down there and get you a Coke and a Snickers bar, and then tear back out. But that's what I want my daughter to grow up in and enjoy that rural, you know, lifestyle that I, you know and love. And, you know, everybody in District 5, everybody in Carroll County knows and loves.
Ben Hicks, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Any questions or comments, I encourage you to post those to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and I'll look at those when we take our break. When we do talk about District 5, I mean, even before this race, I mean, it's the ag feel. I mean, do you think that's, I mean, is that 100% for that community? Is that the biggest concern for all residents in District 5? And how different do you think it is from, you know, I mean, it's a big county as far as, you know, land mass, but, you know, how different is it from District 4 or District? I mean, probably a lot similar to 6, but.
Yeah, District 5, District 6 are both, you know, the two largest districts, and both of them are very ag-based. I think the south end of 4, there's a lot of ag in 4 that a lot of people don't realize, you know, on the outskirts and whatnot. But I do think, you know, not necessarily ag, I mean, ag is a big, you know, it's a big word, I guess you would say. It encompasses a lot. I think, you know, District 5's main concern is just keeping the rural heritage that we have. I tell people all the time, I mean, Carroll County is a very, very unique county that is none like no other in the state. I mean, where can you go, name a county you can go in the town square, and within 7 minutes you can be basically out of town, riding down the road, pass a group of bicyclists, and then get stuck behind a guy on a tractor with a haymower behind him, and it's probably me. You know what I mean? Like, and so it's, you know, you can't find that anywhere in this state. You know, you can go out in some, you know, counties where there's, you know, still a red light or two, and, you know, real small town vibes and such. But as far as the infrastructure we have, what I call town, like, to me, this is town where we're sitting at. I mean, basically, once you hit Southside BP, you're in town. That's what I've always said. But, you know, I think District 5, the people are some of the, you know, one nicest and brightest people in our area, because, I mean, of course, they live in District 5, so they got to be the smartest. But no, I mean, everybody is concerned that I found is just the growth. You know, we don't want to mess up our rural heritage that we have. And the families that have been here, you know, established forever. You know, I was meeting with Tony and Tyler Walls last night, and we were having some conversation, and, you know, they've been here since, like, Tony's grandmother's been here since the late 1800s, the Grays, like Gray Road in Carrollton, that's what it's named after. So, you know, people, there's a lot of old families that have a lot of heritage that don't want to see this, you know, county turn into the next Douglas County or, you know, Coweta County, where land is just, you know, outrageous in value.
And it's amazing to think that just even just 20 years ago, I mean, I think just based on what I've read, I wasn't here in the community, but just things I've read, stories are still available online. I mean, it was this close to, you know, southern Carroll County to exploding. I mean, the new community, new residences were planned. I mean, it could have changed dramatically just 20 years ago.
Yep. And, you know, that's the thing. It's we're a heartbeat away from big change. And you know, change happens fast. But you can't be opposed to change. I mean, I feel that if people, you know, just – if in business, I feel like if I'm not moving forward, I'm going backwards. And so when I say, you know, change, I mean, we can have smart, controlled growth. We can direct our growth. We can, you know, bring in some things like industry and, you know, good industry, directed industry in the right places, and follow our comprehensive plan and, you know, use that as a roadmap, because housetops don't pay taxes. And, you know, that doesn't convert. Like, yes, you know, people with a housetop pay property taxes, but it does not equivalent to the income we need for the revenue to generate. Housetops don't create revenue. There's a good way to put it. And, you know, the industry, the right industry, like the Southwires, the Ditechs, you know, these big corporations, these big companies, they love Carroll County. And, you know, as long as we treat them fair on taxes, they're going to write the check and they're not going to bat an eye. I mean, they're not picking up and moving. You know, and that's the way that we can lessen the tax burden on our personal property owners and not, you know, and do it smartly, I guess you would say.
All right, Ben Hicks, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, one of seven candidates running for the District 5 seat on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. Early voting continues today, tomorrow, and Saturday, as well as Monday through Friday of next week before the general primary election on Tuesday, May the 21st, when that day you will get to go to your vote in your precinct at your very own polling place if you decide to wait for that day. But early voting ongoing at the former West Georgia Technical College building, just up the road from the WLBB studios, and then next week in Villa Rica, Monday through Friday, it'll be at Powell Park. Questions and comments, again, post those to the Facebook page, and I'll take a look at those during the break. We'll come back with more Community Voice right after this.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest, Ben Hicks, he's one of seven candidates running for the District 5 seat on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. Now, nobody has told me this personally. I talked to you. I gave you this question before the show. I told you I was going to ask it. Nobody has said this to me personally as far as people who are challenging you. But people who are your supporters have told me they have heard this, that one of the things out there is that you're just a youngin' and maybe he's not ready to do it because he is a guy. What do you say about that?
Age is just a number. You know, when I was real young, people used to tell me all the time, they say, you know, you're a young boy stuck in you're an old man stuck in a young boy's body. You know, I feel like age is just a number. I don't look at anybody's age, especially mine, as a handicap of doing anything. I think about as far as experience goes, or it's all about your drive. It's all about how bad do you want it? How hard are you going to work for it? And, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm studying and reading up from 10 o'clock after Molly goes to sleep till 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes. It's just how my head works. Like, once I get on something, I can't get off of it, and I can't go to sleep until I either fall asleep doing it or, you know, I answer my question. And I feel like my age, if people will just take from my past 10 years and talk to me and go back and see what I have built for myself in 10 years, they'll throw my age out the window. Because, not to pat myself on the back, because I don't like doing that, I don't like gloating, but my personal, you know, close friends, they say, you know, Ben, you've built something pretty amazing. And people chase me all the time as far as I want to do what you do, as far as working the cows and having the things. And I say, you're just going to work like I do. As my dad always said, he said, son, he said, if you do what others won't do, you can have what others won't have. And, you know, I do what others won't do a lot of times. I mean, you know, when they call me at 11 o'clock at night and, you know, calves hung up in the cow and it's raining or whatever, it's, you know, we just slip clothes on and go take care of it. And that's just me. I mean, age is not a factor in my opinion. I don't care if it's, you know, somebody who's 21 or, you know, 85, you know, if they're qualified on the aspect of, my qualifications are they want it, they're, you know, have some experience as far as, you know, background experience to complete the job. And that's what I think is really cool with the District 5 commissioner's seat, is you don't have to be a professional at anything other than, with my opinion, have some sense. I feel like we need some good common sense, some basic knowledge of business and decision making, and have a backbone to stand up and, you know, speak our voice. And because I'm the representative, if elected, of District 5, of the people of District 5. And, you know, not to discredit anybody, but when I say the experience or the professionalism or being an expert, you know, everybody when you're elected, they think, oh, well, he's the next professional. He's a professional at finance. He's a professional at this. He's a professional at that. I'm a professional, in my opinion, at working cows and building a fence. When it comes to my finances, I'm not a professional. I, you know, have an accountant. I have people I talk to about that kind of stuff. When it comes to my health, I, you know, talk to a doctor and such. If it comes to wiring up a barn, I call my electrician friends and let them do it. You know, plumbing, everybody is a professional in their own, you know, profession. And the cool thing about being a District 5 commissioner or any district commissioner is you have the time, that you have the lead time to dig in and, you know, review the topics, talk to the people that you, you know, feel like you need to talk to. It's not like we walk into a room, sit down, and they bring up something new and you got to make a decision split second on the fly.
But you do, you will invest that time and become maybe not the genius at the subject, but you will invest in that time for each matter and give your constituents comfort that you do know, you know, sometimes perhaps more than them at something.
Well, the thing with it is I don't like, one thing that bugs me more than anything in life is not knowing something. As and so, like, we was talking about the budget, you know, I've not been asked a question about a budget this whole time, any meetings we've had or anything. And that's one thing that I've dug into because I'm a numbers guy.
And that is kind of the big thing.
Yeah, that is whatever. I mean, budget, policy. That's the district commissioner's, you know, jobs. And looking at the ACCG handbooks and, you know, the comprehensive plan as far as the maps and all. But, you know, I know that I'm the only one that has sat down with Alicia Searcy, and she's our finance director. And, you know, short term, a finance director is accountant. And so basically, I feel that how can people, you know, talk about cutting spending and, you know, talk about the budget and you haven't even reviewed it, or you haven't met with a lady that knows the budget inside and out? And that's my concern is, you know, I work 7 days a week. You know, my phone rings all the time, and I still find the time to, you know, invest and look in this stuff. I mean, I listen to all these interviews and different things, the meetings. I listen to them riding down the road, you know, hauling cows and whatnot. But it's very interesting what you can learn and what you can find out by just asking questions. And I'm a question asker. So, you know, as far as the budget goes, we were talking about that a little bit earlier, that one line item that, you know, popped up on the capital expense sheet that I saw. And it just, you know, struck me as odd, the number and just what it was for. And I asked a simple question, got an answer, and it was, you know, just a simple mistake.
Time right now is 8:51. We're going to take our final break and wrap up our conversation with Ben Hicks on this morning's Community Voice program, one of seven candidates running for District 5 on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in five subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is Ben Hicks. He is one of seven candidates running for that District 5 seat on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. Remember, early voting is continues this week and next week before May the 21st, which is the general primary election day. I'm going to try and get at least 2.5 more questions in here as we wrap up the program. These are questions that I've asked other candidates regarding that property that Carroll County had acquired off of McIntosh. And a big band of property, and you know, for the record, Carroll County did get a good deal on it because they did have some money associated with the land trust that was able to pay for that. But I've had a question from a gentleman who tunes into these interviews for these races. You know, what's your thought as far as the short term and long term use, and how would you use your power as a District 5 commissioner to kind of influence what does happen there?
So the short term, you know, we had this question at the Republican Forum. The short term is definitely just get it open and get it available to the public. You know, the horse riders, the nature trail walkers, anybody wants to use it, you know, just have it accessible. You know, I brought up at the Republican Forum about basically having management hunts on, you know, said piece of property or all, you know, of McIntosh. And it was... Everybody else ran with it, and it got misconstrued. And I want to clarify some stuff on that. You know, I didn't say, like, that's what I'm going to do, or that's – but I'm going to look into the subject because, you know, the horse riding community, nature trails, birthday parties, all that kind of stuff, everybody gets to use it. But, I mean, there's a, you know, hunting community in Carroll County, and I'm not talking about shutting it down for weeks at a time. I mean, it's like, you know, maybe 2 weekends of deer season or – 2 weekends of turkey season. You know, shut the park down. You start with the youth. You know, we let the youth have a youth hunt, and it's DNR gets involved. They do it all over the state. It's not like we're inventing the wheel in this aspect. We're just going to reach over the county line in Coweta County. I forget the name of the park there. It's right across
the river.
Yeah, right across the river. My good friend Jeffrey Vance, I know he hunts in it most every year. But anyhow, we're going to look into it and see, you know, if we could possibly involve the youth and get the youth involved in some hunting, and then, you know, open it to the veterans of this county. And it's only people of this county. You know, we're not going to let Coweta County residents or Douglas County residents come down and get to hunt on these draw hunts. And it's not, you know, leasing the land. We're not going to lease the land to, you know, a hunting group. We're just talking about trying to make it available and accessible to different people with different ideas. But, you know, the main thing short term is get it open and get it available. I mean, if we have it, we need you know, we want our residents to be able to use it. We don't want it just sitting there idle because, you know, idle things don't make money, in my opinion.
Try and give you about 2 minutes here for this question. One of the things you deal with as a commissioner is rezoning requests. Mm-hmm. A lot of talk about rezoning and keep slowing the growth or keeping growth out of District 5. I've got a big old farm. My kid doesn't care about it. He just wants the money and he wants to leave. Guy who wants to build something that might be a little unique for District 5 down there, he wants to buy it from me, but he's got to get it rezoned first. What's going to be your process? How do you go through before you consider if you would support my rezoning request? Me, who's owned that property for 150 years in my family,
yep.
But you know, at this point, to change my life, better my life, I want to change that.
So every piece of property is different, you know, as far as does it have the tax breaks on it? Where is it at? Where is it laid? Road frontage, you name it. You know, there's different aspects that you have to look into. But first off, I mean, it's property owner rights. You have to respect the property owner. At the same sense, you know, we have established laws and ordinances for rezoning purposes. So, you know, we take a look at those and see how what you're wanting to do, how it applies to what we already have in place. And then we need to look at the comprehensive plan. And then the final, you know, big thing is the community. You talk to the neighbors, the residents, you know, go around. I'm big on, you know, people have my cell phone number. I mean, it takes just a second to pick up the phone and call. And, you know, and see what the concern is and take all that into consideration. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if I want it or not. The Board of Commissioners is a 7-chair board, and I can want something all day long if elected. But if I don't have the respect and the trust of the other commissioners, I won't get nothing through because it's me plus three as far as getting a vote through. And
got a minute and 20 seconds for you here to give me the front door speech. I'm heading out. You're coming up, and you want to ask for my vote. Why should I consider Ben Hicks to be the District 5 commissioner on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners?
You know, the one-minute spiel is I was born in Carroll County, District 5. I was raised in Carroll County, District 5, and I plan on being buried in Carroll County, District 5. You know, I've lived in Carroll County my whole life, of course, and I don't want this county to change very far from where we are now. You know, I watched it grow, and I want our county to remain our county and not change on the aspect of becoming a Douglas County. I have new ideas, fresh ideas. I will be able to resonate with every age class, and at the end of the day, I feel I have what it takes to step up to the plate, feel the shoes that I need to feel, and, you know, just do the job. I mean, I have the experience as far as business goes. I have the support. When I don't know what I need to know, I have the people I can call. I'm not afraid to ask questions, you know, and I'm an open book. If you need me, call me.
Ben Hicks, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Again, one of 7 candidates running for District 5 on the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. I encourage you to go back and look at our vault, our archive of Community Voice interviews, and you can compare your candidate before you make that important decision going to the polls. 1 minute to go. I want to remind you, tomorrow we have a congressional candidate on the program out of Carrollton, Georgia. His name is Mike Dugan. He'll be on the program beginning at 8:30, and then Brian Jack is scheduled for the program on Monday, and Tuesday, Phil Singleton on the show. So hope you'll tune in for those ahead of the race for the District 3 congressional seat. Thanks for coming out this morning.
Thank you.
Again, thank your mother for some fabulous biscuits and sausage. They were very, very good. So again, and thank you for tuning in this morning to the Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.